This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Say Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our agents were being assaulted.
That's U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost talking about yesterday's incident at the southern border near San Diego when U.S. agents had to fire tear gas at hundreds of migrants who were trying to rush the border from the Mexican side.
A large group rushed the area and they were throwing rocks and bottles at my men and women, putting them in harm's way as well as other members of the caravan. We needed to disperse the group.
As many as 500 migrants involved in the incident will now be deported by Mexico. President Trump says the U.S. will close its border permanently if necessary. A Midwest snowstorm is affecting about a half dozen states, dumping snow more than a foot deep on some of them and forcing airlines to cancel over 1,000 flights. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The United Nations Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting later today as tensions escalate between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine says Russian warships seized several of its naval ships in the Black Sea near the Crimean Peninsula. The incident reportedly started over the weekend when Ukrainian ships tried to sail through a strait near Crimea. Subpoenaed last week, former FBI Chief James Comey says he'll cooperate with a U.S. House panel, but he doesn't want a closed-door questioning session, but rather a public hearing. The Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Trey Gowdy, says it's going to have to be a closed-door session, but it will be recorded.
Videotape the transcribed interview. That way the public can see whether the question was fair. They can judge the entirety of the answer. But there's no fact finder on the planet that tries to discover the truth in five-minute increments, and I can't think of one that does it on national television.
Gowdy spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Jury selections to start today in the trial of a man accused of driving his vehicle into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year. 21-year-old James Fields Jr., a self-described neo-Nazi, is charged with first-degree murder and other crimes in that alleged attack which killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. The U.S. State Department's so-called Rewards for Justice program is now offering up to $5 million for the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the 2008 Mumbai attack, which left 166 people dead, including six Americans. The latest on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
From November 26 to the 29th, 2008, 10 individuals carried out the attacks against multiple targets in Mumbai, India. The U.S. remains committed to working with international partners to bring to justice those responsible for the 2008 Mumbai attacks. Since this program that is administered by the U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service began in 1984, more than $150 million has been paid to more than 100 people.
And a NASA spacecraft is expected to land on Mars later today. The Mars InSight lander, scheduled to touch down on the Martian surface at about 3 o'clock Eastern time today. It's going to land with retro rocket, slowing it down before it deploys a giant parachute. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about here, and that's the way we roll. Thank you so much for joining the team. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let's talk about stories behind the great traditions of Christmas. Ace Collins is joining us, and we're going to talk about the fascinating stories and origins behind Christmas traditions, such as the colors of red and green, the Christmas tree, caroling, nativity scenes, the Yule log, gift-giving, stockings, Advent, wreaths, mistletoe, and holly. We're going to have all kinds of fun. Ace Collins, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this year, Bill? It's been about a year since I've talked to you, I think.
Yeah, it has been. And Ace, I tell you, I'm really thrilled. I love Christmas, first of all. I'm going to tell you that up front. But I love this book. The timing of this book is so perfect. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you want to get your hands on this right away. You know, here we are entering into the Advent season, which is a time of preparation for the coming of Christ, for us to remember what it was like. And Ace, I just think, you know, what you have done here is such a great service to all our listeners and everybody who loves Christmas to, you know, let's go back and let's revisit a bit of the history.
I think it's one of the great things. You know, we did the stories behind the best loved songs of Christmas, and that book was so successful, they came back and asked me to write this book. And this book has been translated into Chinese. You can buy this book in China now.
Wow. Very cool.
And so for people who don't know much about Christmas, it's a wonderful way to introduce someone to Christmas for them and know what the stories behind them, the traditions we celebrate are. But for someone who's like us, who has celebrated Christmas all their lives and don't understand why we have a tree or why the colors are red and green, or the incredible story of how early missionaries mistletoe, this is a book that will really kind of change your concept of Christmas, I think, in a very meaningful way. Each one of the things that you do, from decorating a tree to just looking at life, will take on a new meaning, because now you know the story behind how those became part of our holiday traditions.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes is the shame of being so far away from where, you know, the original ideas came from, is that some things are lost in, tradition, in the traditional conversation, that they're really not passed on. Over the years, we just kind of take it for granted. We do things. People don't understand, you know, why we just do it, because, you know, that's the way mom did it. And that's the way her mother did it.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, Christmas is a time machine. I mean, it is, in a way, it is so wonderful, because you can look at this particular ornament, or in my case, blue lights on a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. My grandmother always had blue lights on her Christmas tree. That was something she did every year. And so when I see those blue lights on somebody else's tree, it reminds me so much of my grandmother. I can smell her kitchen. I can sit there and watch her lovingly wrap presents and make make Christmas very special to all of us. It takes me back literally to a hill on Salem, Arkansas. You know, it does. And I think all of us, Christmas, because it comes around each and every year and because we do the same things each and every year, has the potential to also reintroduce us to the very people who made it special. You know, when we're talking about tradition, you know, let's begin with mistletoe, because mistletoe is a plant that no one really knows about other than the fact you hang it up and you kiss somebody.
Right.
But the early missionaries, when they made it to visiting with the Celts and the Druids and the Vikings, who looked upon mistletoe as a magical plant, seized upon that. Mistletoe, because it grew out of it, what the Vikings thought was a dead piece of wood, and stayed alive in the wintertime, to them had incredible power.
Right.
As a matter of fact, they called it the plant of peace, because if two warring tribes met in a forest with mistletoe in it, they were not allowed to fight. They had to find a way to seek peace. Well, the early missionaries...
That's what we need in Congress. We need that in Congress, Ace. Let's put that all over the Beltway.
But anyway, the early missionaries looked at that and thought, well, what is a better representation of the Prince of Peace than this plant? And so as they converted these people to Christianity, they used the mistletoe as a track.
Mm.
It grew out of a dead piece of wood. Christ was crucified on a dead piece of wood.
Oh,
in Europe, most mistletoe plants have two different colored berries, red and white. The red represented the blood of Christ. The white represented his purity. The green leaves represented the everlasting life you get when you accept Christ as your Savior.
Right.
Well, when these people became Christians, they took that concept with them. And they would hang mistletoe over a baby's bed to remind them of that story of the babe in the manger.
Wow.
They would sit there and hang it over their door to people that they were Christians. And guess what? When their bride and grooms got married, they took it with them to the marriage ceremonies and hung it over the altar where these two were united in marriage. And to remind them that just like the mistletoe plants could survive the harshest winter, with faith they could survive the harshest times, and their marriage could as well. What happens at the end of a marriage? People kiss, even back then.
Yeah.
And today we only remember the kissing card. But if we knew the whole story of mistletoe, think of the way that we could use it to tell others about the real meaning of Christmas.
Boy, mistletoe, we're going to have mistletoe madness now. It's going to be revived here in a good way. I mean, you know, that people can appreciate it. And that might be a neat adjustment to realize that there's more to the story, right?
There is. And I think once you know, and some of it's kind of humorous, but I mean, once you know the stories behind Christmas presents and Christmas traditions altogether, Christmas presents, by the way, are the only tradition that we really have.
Mm-hmm.
That dates back to the original Christmas. All the others have pretty much been adopted from other cultures. And people say, well, isn't it horrible that these Christmas traditions started out as heathen traditions? No, it's not, because all of us were heathen at one time, too.
Right. Exactly.
And we were converted, our lives had new meaning. Well, these traditions, like mistletoe, that were a part of different cultures, when used in the right way, became a meaningful part of Christmas as well. They were transformed. They were converted just like the people whose lives were transformed with the message of the child in the manger.
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk about Advent. A time of preparation, and you address this. This is one of the leading chapters of the book. Explain that.
Advent, I love to go back 1,000 years and look at the way Advent was looked at and taught by the church 1,000 years ago. Advent had three thrusts, if you will. You were supposed to first, as you prepared for Christmas, think about what the coming of Christ meant to the world. Now, you may think, well, what does that mean? Well, think about how much, from a historical standpoint, Jesus Christ changed the world. The world today we have is much different because Christ was a part of it.
Mm.
And they were taught back then to look around and look at all of the different ways that Christ impacted history. Next, they were asked to look at how Christ impacted their individual life, how their belief in Christ made a difference in their lives, how they were different people because of the message found in the New Testament with Jesus Christ. And thirdly, Advent was a time when they looked forward to the second coming of Christ. the time when the world would be perfected. And so three different ways, you know, and obviously we go into much more detail in the book, but three different ways you look at Advent 1,000 years ago, but I kind of wish we looked at Advent that way today.
Right. We're talking with Ace Collins. We're looking at the stories behind the great traditions of Christmas, and more of those will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez Live.
Americas Fresh and Independent, coming at you Monday through Friday, every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation continues with the Christie Award-winning author, consummate storyteller, who is presenting stories behind the great traditions of Christmas, the one and only Ace Collins, who is back with us. Ace, as you said, this is a repackaging of a book that you had presented years ago, and I am so glad that HarperCollins is bringing this back, because this is such a blessing. I mean, this is introducing people to, you know, the history of Christmas and something that people can share with their families. I mean, reading the stories, and we just talked a little bit about Advent. You also cover such topics as angels, birthday cake for Jesus, Boxing Day, candy canes, carols and caroling, Christmas. I mean, it goes on. I mean, the book is a cornucopia of blessings for this holiday season. I mean, thank you so much for doing this.
It has been a joy for me. I mean, I've been fascinated with it since I was a child. So having an opportunity to learn more about these Christmas traditions, and one that I think your audience needs to hear about, right, is our tradition of Handel's Messiah.
Right.
You know, we sing the Messiah, you know, every year in churches and auditoriums clear across the globe. And yet this song should have never been heard. I mean, not the song, but this oratorio should have never been heard. And why? Well, Handel was the Elvis of his time in the 1700s. Mm. I mean, he couldn't go anywhere without being recognized. He was the featured dinner party guest in London. And then oratorios, which he wrote, went out of style. Mm. And he found himself broke. And a matter of fact, he found himself in debt, living on the wrong side of the town in very poor health by himself. This man who used to be the most important entertainer in Britain now suddenly was a nobody. And he wouldn't even answer his door because he owed so much in the way of debt. He was afraid he would get dragged off to the debtor's prison. Wow. I want you to picture that now. Thinking he's going to get dragged off to the debtor's prison. Mm. He gets a piece of mail one day from a man named Charles Jennings, who is an eccentric human being, a crazy human being, a man whose ideas are just so off the charts that people won't even listen to him. And in the process, as he reads Jennings' work, he discovers something that is absolutely fascinating. Jennings has proposed writing a oratorio around elements of Scripture that talk about the coming of Jesus. Well, even though he knows he can't sell it, Handel spends 21 days writing this piece of music. And then he gets another letter. And this letter is asking him to come to Ireland to conduct a group of musicians to raise money for charity hospitals. Here is a man who is poor, who can't even pay his bills, is now going to Ireland with this new piece of music to raise money for charity auctions.
And
what he does in the process, it is so powerful that they hear about it in London and they ask him to come back to London and perform this piece of music. And Handel's Messiah is performed in London, and it makes him a superstar again.
Wow.
So he went from being the least of these to suddenly reclaiming his fame. I think it's really remarkable that this incredible piece of music saved this man from poverty. But what's even more remarkable is that ever since that time, it has been used first at Easter and now at Christmas to raise money for the least of these all across the globe.
What a legacy.
So a man who was starving to death wrote a piece of music that has pulled hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people out of starvation through the gifts of those who have gone to hear this music performed.
And the thing that's so amazing about this piece of music, it is so powerful and so anointed that even if you don't understand the background, you appreciate the specialness of this oratorio. I mean, it blows me away. I remember the first time I was exposed to Handel's Messiah, I stopped in silence. I mean, it is so engaging, is it not?
Oh, it is. And, you know, and the first time people stood during Handel's Messiah was when the king heard it, which was the third night it appeared in London. Mm. And he heard it and stood because he was overwhelmed, and because the king stood, everybody else stood.
Right.
And we've been standing ever since. But you know, it just to picture this guy who was starving to death, thought he would be dragged off to a debtor's prison, writing this piece of music, and it was given to him by a man that no one, the idea was given to him by a man no one would listen to. I think it there's something miraculous in that. There's something divine in that. And the mere fact that it has now been used to raise all this money for children and families who are living on the edge between life and death, just like Handel was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is one of the most overpowering elements of Christmas, you know, I've ever been exposed to in my entire life.
You know, you think of Handel would have been that rock star and getting that message from this.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, if he was at that point in his life a rock star and got the letter from this eccentric individual, he may not have paid attention to it. It may not have broke through because he's, hey, you know, what do I need this guy for? You know, he's marginalized. But again, we're reminded in this story how important another person is, whether it's a word aptly spoken, a gesture. You don't know who has that missing puzzle piece from God that comes to make you whole again. And this reminds me of that story again of God's never give up spirit that says, look, I'm going to pursue you. I mean, the whole idea of God's peace is one of pursuit that says, look, I am going to pursue peace for your life, whether you know it or not. I mean, I want you to know the deal is still on between us, right?
Oh, you bet. And, you know, look at the magic of Christmas and the story of Christmas and how Christmas impacts all of us in special ways. And you think, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we didn't have this commercialization of Christmas? Mm-hmm. Actually, no, this gives us an opportunity. With Christmas being 6 weeks long,
yes,
it gives us 6 weeks to talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
What does Christmas mean? Worship Christ. It's Christmas all over the globe in places that don't have much Christianity.
Isn't that cool?
And yet that is opening up the door because of that commercialism for us to walk through it. And for those who play Scrooge and say, well, I'm not going to do this because it's too commercial, don't. They need to seize the gift that God has given us because it's commercial. We have an opportunity to explain the traditions and explain all the things behind it and turn people on to the real meaning of Christmas. What an opportunity that we
exactly
have.
Well,
speaking
of which, we got about 90 seconds left. Can we do 12 Days of Christmas? Can we touch on that?
Well, 12 Days of Christmas was a song that was adopted by the Catholic Church in England when it was outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a situation where it's a code song as much as anything else. Whether it was written as a code song or adapted as a code song, I don't know. I mean, you know, that it looks to me like it almost had to be written that way. But each one of those 12 days, and we talk about them in the book, have a different meaning. The first day of Christmas, you know, on through, and the second day of Christmas is the Old and New Testament. 10 Lords of Leaping represent the 10 commandments. The milkmaids are the lowest form of work at that particular time, so they represent the least of these. If you go through the song and you read about what each one of these things mean, to understand how it was used by the Catholic Church in England when the Catholic Church was outlawed. And it can mean something to you no matter what your denomination you are. You can listen to a silly song and suddenly have new meaning for it.
Right.
And there's so many other things that we can talk about for hours.
Well, yeah. And I look forward to having you back. The book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. You talk about a great gift for the season. This is one of those gifts that you want to give early and often. Stories behind the great traditions of Christmas. Ace Collins. Ace, how can they be in touch with you?
Go to my Facebook. You know, probably the easiest way to social media. Follow me on Twitter, Ace Collins, or go to one of my Facebook pages, either my author Facebook page or my personal Facebook page, and follow me. I also have a website, but more, you know, we post more on social media now than we do on the website.
Yeah, Ace Collins, Christie Award-winning author, consummate storyteller. His book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. This is a must-have book. This is going to bless you beyond your imaginings. Ace, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Bye-bye.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our agents were being assaulted.
That's U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost talking about yesterday's incident at the southern border near San Diego when U.S. agents had to fire tear gas at hundreds of migrants who were trying to rush the border from the Mexican side.
A large group rushed the area and they were throwing rocks and bottles at my men and women, putting them in harm's way as well as other members of the caravan. We needed to disperse the group.
As many as 500 migrants involved in the incident will now be deported by Mexico. President Trump says the U.S. will close its border permanently if necessary. A Midwest snowstorm is affecting about a half dozen states, dumping snow more than a foot deep on some of them and forcing airlines to cancel over 1,000 flights. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, just like that. Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us. It's really a privilege to have John Stone Street with us whenever we can have him on. A gifted communicator. He's the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. John, Merry Christmas to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving week last week. I was in Colorado with the family. Ate too much, so all was well.
Well, good. Well, that's why we have those extra, you know, those expando pants, you know. So we can be prepared. I mean, you know, once in a while you say, okay, I'm going to yield to an extra piece of pumpkin pie. I'm still waiting for, believe it or not, I'm back in Florida, and I go to one of my favorite bakeries here, which they have the best muffins, and I got to stay away because what they do, they coerce you. They say, well, if you buy three, you get three more. Well, I need six like I need a hole in the head, you know? I mean, I get just like, so whenever the gals at the bank always know when I, you know, I've decided to, I just can't pass up the good deal. So I end up getting six. That means five goes to the bank and they love it, you know, so because I know better than to have those muffins around. But I went there the other day for pumpkin pie. They're all sold. There's no pumpkin pie. I go, wait a minute. This is Thanksgiving. You got to have pumpkin pie still. No, everybody's out of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's right. That's a gimme for me too. I gotta have some pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, and I did, So
well, good, good for you. I'm glad you had some. Maybe you had enough for both of us. That's good because we were just in California for Thanksgiving. Our four of our boys are there. Our daughter was in Hawaii, so this was the extended trip. We went all the way to Maui and Kauai to visit the 2-year-old grandson who is just growing by leaps and bounds and continues to bless us richly along with the 8 other grandchildren. And so one of my favorite stops also in California is a place called Marie Callender's, and they do the best pie. I love their pies, and so I was able to get a little sliver of their pumpkin pie. But hey, look, my search continues here in Florida for pumpkin pie. I did want to talk to you first of all before we address this other issue. Particularly, I want to talk about Giving Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And I know that you're involved with this, and as many other organizations are, because this is a good time for people to support organizations like the Colson Center.
It's a wonderful time. And what I love about it, actually on our Breakpoint podcast last week, I interviewed Melanie Fitzpatrick, who's written a terrific book on Thanksgiving. And, there's this whole history of that makes Thanksgiving a uniquely and distinctly American holiday. Not uniquely American, but certainly distinctly American. And, through the years, people have wondered from the very beginning are we losing the heart of Thanksgiving? Are we, saying, oh, we're thankful for everything, which means we're not thankful for anything? I mean, this is what some of the early of our American fathers, worried about. Of course, we worry about the commercialization. We see that, we give thanks on Thursday and then trample security guards for flat screen TVs on Friday.
Right.
And, that's there's something wrong there. Well, Giving Tuesday, in my mind, is another one of those things that's popped up to keep our attention into this idea of gratitude. And one of the ways to be grateful is to give. And so I'm grateful after the Black Friday sales, the Christmas holiday that comes earlier and earlier, and Cyber Monday, that there's a real opportunity. And I know our supporters are just amazing. They're so generous, they use Giving Tuesday as an opportunity to advance our mission. And so I encourage everybody to be a part of it. It's a great thing to do as a family. And, as you kind of leave Thanksgiving and transition into the Christmas holiday, that first weekend can throw you off.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it throws a lot of people off. So this is a great, recalibration thing.
Well, it reminds us again of that old tradition of it's better to give than receive. I mean, the blessings that we receive back as a result of giving. I mean, there's just, you say that this is something that transcends this country. Because I think it's in the nature of man to be very generous. I mean, you hear these stories, and I'm often touched, John, by people who are particularly in poverty-stricken areas that you would think would give the least. They're actually the ones that give so much more. Maybe it's that story of the woman who comes into the temple and gives out of out of her, not her want, but out of her need. I mean, she gives the very last bit of herself, to God, and Jesus says, I want you to look at this woman and understand that this is what giving is all. This is worship. And in a sense, Giving Tuesday is worship, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Well, all of life should be worship, and all of life should be done in that sort of generous, posture. G.K. Chesterton said it's gratitude that's the queen of the virtues. In other words, it's hard to be courageous. It's hard to be noble. It's hard to be loving. It's hard to be persevere if you're not grateful, if you don't see your life as a gift from those that have gone before. And, of course, that's one of the challenges of secularism. Secularism basically is this narrative that says that the world is advancing towards progress, that we're getting better and better and better, without a kind of a clear sense of the unique fallenness of man. Well, that kind of narrative then also makes you look at the past with disdain. It can make you kind of think that anything, quote unquote, progressive is necessarily progress.
Right.
And that gets in the way of gratitude. So part of it is when you have a culture that sets aside time to demonstrate gratitude and then demonstrate generosity, those two things go hand in hand. And they really seed the sort of life that we want to live, the life that's worth living, the life that is giving. And you're exactly right. I mean, it's amazing to me that when you look at even a map of the United States, that those who have those states where, you know, the church attendance is the highest, that those states where generosity is the highest, and those states where happiness is the highest. Those things go hand in hand and hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And so this, Giving Tuesday is taps into our better instincts. And of course, we have worse instincts. We see those, and we see mm-hmm. those in particular at this time in our culture.
Exactly.
And so I think celebrating this and pointing each other to generosity is one of the best things we can do.
Well, that's a good point, because I was just going to say, John, at a point here we are in this culture where there's so much incivility that, I'm thinking, well, maybe people are, punching themselves out a little bit, because we're starting to hear, Senator Ben Sasse out of Nebraska writes a book, Them, taking on the and addressing this incivility in our culture today. He says that people are quite lonely as a result of social media and this attitude, what Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking, that's kind of invaded our culture. And I think that people are kind of getting to that point saying, I don't like this. This is not, there's something wrong. And maybe this is our reset opportunity here, this time of gratitude, this Thanksgiving. God, we could only hope that, this would be the key crossroads for America and for our world, that we would come to this point to say, we should trust our better angels, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, look, we should believe what we believe with passion. We should stand on our convictions unswervingly, without wavering at all. But we don't have to do it with a closed heart. We don't have to do it with disdain for the other. I often think about what Father Chirico at the Acton Institute said years ago, that we need to be ruthless with ideas but gentle with people. And that sort of, we can do that and be generous. We've been saying this a lot around the Colson Center and on our Breakpoint commentaries, is that in this time when it's not only a clear ideological divide, but that ideological divide has created a partisan divide that for many just seem uncrossable and just, unfixable, that we're going to have to learn to walk and chew gum at the same time. We're going to have to stand on the convictions that we have, which we should, and then also be nice and also be kind. And
I think
the goal is not to be squishy. That's
right.
Truthful. But Jesus Christ is truth and he is love. We hold those two things together as followers of Jesus as best we can.
He's the president of the Colson Center, and Breakpoint co-host John Stonestreet is our guest. And when we come back, we're going to go head-to-head on the issue of abortion. Stay with us. More coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, John Stone Street continues with us. John, I love that song, The Cross Has the Final Word. I mean, put up all the human reasoning you want to put up there. In the face of the cross, you know, nothing else can be said.
Yeah, that's right. You know, people ask me, you know, what's the most compelling reason that you believe in Christianity? I think ultimately it's because of all the different religions out there, Christianity gets the human condition right. I mean, you know, some religions and worldviews can explain altruism and can explain our sense of doing good. Others can explain kind of the evil. But none of them other than Christianity can really explain the full capacity of human nature to do great things, to be altruistic, to be generous, and also to be selfish and hateful and evil, and then also provide a way out of it. And with the person of Jesus Christ, and what's fully embodied on the cross, you get all that held together in one story that makes sense of the world. And so, yeah, I mean, it's powerful, and that's the final argument, if you ask me.
Yeah, we hear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, just ponder on those three fundamental aspects. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, especially in a time when, you know, fake news abounds and everybody's an expert and you've got all kinds of opinion flying around. I say often, in the absence of fact, you know, opinion reigns, and we have too much opinion right now. And now people are, I think maybe we're getting to that point. I think that we're all fought out and saying, okay, what is the truth? And even like Pontius Pilate at that moment in time, there he is. He's standing before the human embodiment of truth and goes, well, what is the truth? I mean, the very thing that I think that Pontius Pilate wanted to know was right in his face. And he didn't know to even ask the truth holder, you know, the question that could have been the big answer for his life.
Yeah, That's a great point. And I think that searching for truth is something you find across cultures. You find it across a time. I mean, not just, you know, in the irony that Pilate's asking that question as truth is standing in front of him, but it's just part of the human condition.
Right.
And, you know, as one of my friends, Pastor Matt Hurd, talks about, is that idea of the way the truth and the life corresponds directly with the good, the true, and the beautiful, which is, you know, what the Greeks wrote about, which is what people have sought throughout history. What is good? What is a life worth living? What's true, and how do I know? And then what's beauty? Why do I have this sense of kind of an aesthetic sense of wanting something that's kind of transcendent? Where does that come from? Mm-hmm. And Jesus, you know, enters the story of human history, and he says, yeah, hey, I'm the answer to all three of those things.
Exactly.
And it's embodied in who he is and how he lived and ultimately his reign.
Yeah. Well, John, before we get on to these abortion ads, real quick, just to put a bow around Giving Tuesday, which is tomorrow, if people are so inclined and they want to support what you're doing at the Colson Center, how do they do that?
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. It's we love doing a kind of a daily dose of clarity from a Christian worldview on our daily Breakpoint commentaries, and you can find that at breakpoint.org, and you can also give on Giving Tuesday. We've got a matching grant, so every gift that's given will be doubled by a generous supporter of ours. Just another one of those individuals who is a friend of mine and just amazes me with their generosity. But breakpoint.org, BREAK.org. And you can just hit the donate button there and give for Giving Tuesday.
Well, we're going to be pleased and honored to support the cause of Colson Center as we have in the past. And so we'll be hitting that button here at Bill Martinez Live. And I would encourage all our listeners to do the same. So that's where you want to go. All right. Let's talk about these abortion ads, John. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's interesting. I've had this kind of sneaking suspicion. Like every Father's Day and Mother's Day, Planned Parenthood will send out a tweet, and you think, do they not see the tragic and deadly irony, you know, talking about how, you know, the right to life and you know, the right to, you know, seek, you know, a better life, you know, whether they're talking about immigration or whatever. And here you have the organization that is the largest abortion provider on the planet. And you think, well, are they missing the irony? And apparently so, but... Mm-hmm. What took the cake for me was a couple months ago, there's a video that was produced, and it wasn't produced by Planned Parenthood, but it was a video by a group called the Agenda Project, which is in support of Planned Parenthood. In fact, the video closes with the hashtag Stand With PP. And basically, it's this beautiful, beautiful picture of a gorgeous little girl in front of the camera, and you know, with the line as it goes through, and you can actually hear the baby making the cooing noises that babies make, you know, and it says, you know, she deserves to be loved, she deserves to be wanted, she deserves to be a choice. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, it's one thing when abortion advocates, which they often do, hide the humanity of the unborn, cover it up, you know, put front and center a woman's rights as opposed to, you know, what it is that we're talking about when we're talking about the taking of unborn life through abortion. It's one thing when we have that. It's another thing when you put a baby front and center and you say, you know, she only deserves to live if she was chosen.
Right.
I mean, we wouldn't say that about anybody else. We wouldn't say that about a two-year-old. We wouldn't say that about a newborn.
Mm.
So what does 18 inches down a birth canal have to do with the value? I mean, it's just a direct assault on human dignity. But, you know, here's the good news, though, Bill, is that that's what abortion is.
Mm.
We have reached the point scientifically, we're looking in the womb, enough of us has seen 3D ultrasounds and so on, that we know what we're dealing with now as a country. And when we say abort, you've got to cover it to keep, you know, to make any sense of it whatsoever. If we've reached the point now where abortion advocates are just flat out admitting what they're doing, I'd have to say that at least on the level of kind of cultural, cultural struggle, this is progress. And it's going to be brutal, but sometimes evil flourishes because it's allowed to hide.
Exactly.
And the sort of exposure that ads like this bring, I think, are great news for those of us who want to protect the dignity of every life.
John, how have people in Planned Parenthood people with any reason, any sense of God in their spirit, doctors, you know, how do they participate in the whole process of abortion? As you say, the technology today is, takes us inside the woman's womb to see how a baby is formed so quickly. And yet doctors, all the way up until delivery, think nothing. Their conscience is so seared that they'll go in and rip a child apart out of the mother's womb. I mean, that's real. I mean, as gross as that sounds, that is the reality. But we, you know, we hear about it, we think about it, but we're not the child who's inside the mother's womb that is supposed to be a loving place, a sanctuary, and suddenly our space is invaded and we're being ripped out limb by limb. You know, this is what the technology has proven. So, you know, this whole ruse that it's just like a tumor or some excess skin that's being, you know, taken out of a mother's womb. And now people are seeing this for what it is. I mean, and the doctors and the people in Planned Parenthood, the people who have been selling baby parts, they've known this and have not, you know, of course, for their own preservation and their own greed, call it whatever it is, you know, they're really messed up thinking and reasoning on this deal to the point that they give ads like, oh, you know, she deserves to be a choice. I mean, we've really convoluted the whole process, have we not?
We have. And I think, again, it tells us where the debate has gone. You know, long gone are the days of safe, legal and rare. You know, from one side of the political aisle, you know, to now, you know, typically at the Democratic National Convention, there's cheering and celebrating. Yes. That goes up whenever abortion is mentioned. Mm-hmm. It used to be, again, you know, this idea that we have to, you know, use euphemisms like tumors and parasites and, you know, clumps of cells and things like that. And I mean, the science doesn't bear that up at all. In fact, I in the Breakpoint commentary on this video, we reminded people of an article from, it actually goes all the way back to January of 2013, when Mary Elizabeth Williams in Salon magazine wrote, "I believe life starts at conception, and I'm still pro-choice." And she actually ends by saying, of course it's a life. It doesn't do us any favors to pretend that an unborn child headed for the abortion clinic is not a life. Of course it's a life. But then she says, and I quote, "It's a life worth sacrificing."
Wow.
Well, look, one of the things that those of us who are pro-life need to do is take those articles, take these videos, and share them widely. Because I think one of the things we know to be true about humans is that there's a law written on our hearts. And I think that there's we've got some real challenges ahead of us before Roe v. Wade's overturned, before we move from abortion being legal to illegal and also unthinkable. We've got a lot of cultural work to be done. But I think there is a sniff test that most people still have. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make sense that this should be legal, that this should be okay.
Right.
And that's why I think you have more and more people now that, you know, personally report themselves to be against abortion. Now, of course, that's not the same as saying that they want to make it illegal or anything like that. That's another step in the whole game. But and also there's, of course, this ethos of relativism in America, in which people feel very comfortable saying, well, it's wrong for me, but not for you. Of course, we would never say that about murdering a toddler or, you know, killing a husband, you know, unjustly. It's wrong.
Right. We've got to leave it there, John. We're out of time. John Stone Street on Bill Martinez Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I